This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has outlined his priorities for the second half of his term during his annual State of the City address. Homelessness and housing remain top issues, and he said the city must significantly increase the number of affordable units each year to meet long-term needs.
We know we need to bring on close to 5,000 units of housing that working families can afford every year to meet our long-term needs. If we don't make progress now, this challenge will be an existential threat to families.
Johnston also highlighted several other priorities like improving public safety, reviving downtown, and providing after-school and work programs for kids. The U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary says direct care of veterans will not be affected by cuts of thousands of workers. Doug Collins made the comments in a visit to the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center in Aurora. In March, the VA announced plans to cut about 80,000 jobs, more than 15% of its employees. After sharp criticism, the agency trimmed the number to about 30,000 people. Collins told reporters that was achieved through early retirement and attrition.
The VA is the largest healthcare basically provider in this country. We're going to act like it. We're going to stand proud. We're going to take care of our veterans.
During his visit, Collins also recognized several staff members' work. The State Health Department is confirming the season's first human case of West Nile virus in two residents from Adams County. Mosquitoes carrying the virus have also been identified in the northern part of the Front Range. In 2023, the state reported 634 human cases. That included 51 deaths. This is CPR News at 6:06.